The Parents Show on Mix 92.6. Sponsored by Raiden Solicitors. Award-winning specialist family lawyers. See raidensolicitors.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to The Parents Show on Mix 92.6. I'm Elisa Carcar, bringing you honest conversations to support and inspire you as we navigate this wild parenting journey together. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Emily Newell, owner of 6 Week Social, a postnatal support program that has been helping new mums across Hertfordshire for over 14 years and is now launching in St Albans. The 6 Week course brings together new mums to build friendships, access expert advice, and perhaps most importantly, realise they're not alone during those early months of motherhood. Emily, a very warm welcome to The Parent Show.
Thanks so much for having me.
So let's start with you. Can you tell us a bit about yourself and your own journey into motherhood and what led you to become involved with 6 Week Social?
Yeah, perfect. So I'm born and bred in Harpenden and I actually did a stint overseas where I realised that I unfortunately had a few complications. So my journey into motherhood was actually quite a long process. I had a few fertility issues that I didn't know about, and it was that classic, I got married, I really wanted to have a baby. And as soon as I realised I wanted that, it took a really long time. And so we started the fertility journey. And basically, after quite a few years, I had a miscarriage. I then fell pregnant, but I was very anxious. So as you can imagine, you go through this journey and your emotions are all over the place. But then I got pregnant and that was wonderful. And we were just so excited. And I joined an antenatal class so I could learn all about birth. And from that clinic that was set up over in Singapore, they also ran something called a mum's get together. And it's quite similar to what the 6 Week Social is. And I joined that and I met these wonderful group of mums. And I realized that actually these ladies were like my lifeline, because I was all away from my family, like literally the other side of the world. And, you know, it just felt very, very isolating. And because I was so anxious, I just felt like I really needed that support network. And the structure of these get-togethers was quite similar. And I'm still like best friends with one of the mums. She actually lives over in Sydney, but we all still stay connected on our WhatsApp group. And we're all now all over the world. But I always still keep in touch. And I think it just shows you that actually these friendships can really help and stay connected. So when I moved back to Harpenden just after COVID, I'm also a photographer. So I photograph families and newborns. I was trying to start up my business again and get the word out there. And I stumbled across 6 Week Social and I contacted the previous owner, a lovely lady called Tracy. And I said, can I just come and take some photos of the mums? And I explained my story and I explained how I'd done something similar with mine and how the course was so lovely. And I met her and we just really clicked. And I started discovering every course, and I was taking a group of photos of the mums and then some of the mums with their babies during the session. And it was so lovely because everyone kept coming up to me going, no one takes photos of me and the baby. And I love that. Thank you so much, because I've got a camera roll full of my... And so I was doing that for about 6 months. And then Tracy was like, oh, I'm looking for someone to take over hosting. Would you host? So I did that for about a year. And I loved it. I think because I had that connection with understanding how these mummies felt, understanding that the phase that they were going through and being able to be there to support them, it really felt like a full circle moment, because I could so relate to how they were feeling, or similar to feelings. And I just absolutely loved it. And I'm a baby person, and I'm definitely a people person. So, you know, going, do you want me to hold your baby so you can drink your cup of tea while it's hot? They were like, yeah, absolutely. So I got to cuddle all these babies for an hour and it was amazing. And then Tracy was like, oh, look, I need to actually sell. Would you know anyone that's interested? And I was like, oh, God. So now I run two businesses, which is a bit hectic when you're also a mum of two. But I just love it. I just think there's nothing like it out there. there's a lot of like antenatal clauses, and I think a lot of what we hear is that getting yourself geared up for birth is so important, but actually a lot of the mums kind of don't remember much. When you're really pregnant, sometimes these courses are in the evenings, or you're really tired. I don't know if you remember, like, when you're pregnant, you're just absolutely knackered.
Sitting on these uncomfortable chairs in a church hall, absolutely sweltering in the middle of summer, and show me how to breastfeed, and it makes absolutely no sense in that moment.
Yeah, because you don't have your baby. So actually, when the mums come, they're just like, this is exactly what I need. I need someone to talk about things relating to me. You know, I don't want to necessarily be in the early days singing nursery rhymes and all that sort of stuff yet. Like, that can come. Yeah. But right now, I'm all over the shop, and I just need someone to hold that space and make it nurturing and lovely. And I just love it. So that's how we got into it.
Absolutely wonderful what you're doing. And, you know, I really love that the focus isn't just on the babies. It's on mums too. Like, why do you think supporting mums during those early weeks and months is so crucial? And why is there such a sort of a bit of a gap? I mean, you're filling that gap, but, you know, there's a lot going on there.
So there's a couple of things. So I think mums, especially how we're all quite now all doing work, we all have a really important job and career. And, you know, but what happens is that we think someone a long time ago said we can have it all, and actually we can have it all, but just not at the same time. And actually some things have to change. And when we have a baby, a lot of people don't know that there so many things happen when you have had a baby. Your brain chemistry changes, your whole outlook on life changes. And for some people, they're like, I can't wait to get back to being me. And that version of you isn't actually you have actually changed as a person. You're this mum, as well as you being Elise or Emily, but you are actually this whole other person. And I think not enough of that understanding is being shared. And actually I think people don't necessarily want to share the hard parts. But nowadays we are getting more and more chat and conversation about that. And I think people are going into having their babies, knowing a little bit more. But again, you don't really know how tired you're going to be until you're in it. And people can say you're going to be tired, but you're like, yeah, sure, I can be tired. I've stayed up and, you know, watched the football until whatever time, and then I can get up. But it's so different to them when you've got a tiny baby. And I think, again, a lot of people don't live now where mum's around the corner or parents around the corner. So that village situation isn't really happening. You know, people don't necessarily know their neighbours. People can't like call on best friends that they've grown up with. People don't always live in those kind of villages. And I think what people are finding is that they're joining this because they want to find that village with that group. So they desperately want some mum friends to journey through their maternity leave, so that they can come out with not just like amazing friendships, but that support. You know, some mums are really lucky that their partners get a certain period of time off. Often it's only 2 weeks, and that's just not enough time. You know, can you imagine if you've had a C-section, which nowadays, again, a lot of people are having C-sections or they're having assisted births. So then, you know, you're trying to deal with having had surgery, or you're trying to recover and look after a tiny baby when, you know, like 2 weeks is recovery. If you had knee surgery, like if you had knee surgery, you would have physio, you would be given all this stuff. And it's a bit of, I don't want to kind of put the blame on anyone, but there isn't enough support for the mummies. There's a lot of support given to the babies, and that we get a lot of support with that, but there isn't enough for the mums. And I think our mental health as mums has really suffered over the years. I think if you looked at, if there was a survey, and maybe there is, but I think if you look at how mums feel, you know, postnatal depression, I'm sure it is definitely higher than when we were younger. But also if I think back to like my childhood, my mum, she actually was a full-time working mum. I'm one of four. and she went back to work after I was born. So she did have three babies when she wasn't working. But my dad was going to work at 9 and he would be home at 5. You know, it's very different now. A lot of people are leaving at 6 to get into London, not home until 7:30 if the trains are working. I just think it's just a lot. And I think just life has got very, very busy and very hectic.
Yeah. And yeah, your mums can end up feeling very isolated in that. So tell us a bit more for listeners who haven't heard of 6 Week Social. Like, tell us about the program. How does it work? Who is it for? Kind of what age can you start when you're, is it a baby age related thing? And give us some more details.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a postnatal course. So imagine it's kind of like your antenatal course, but it's the other side. So once you've got your babies in your arms, it's when you can then come and learn about things that are relating to you. So it's a 6-week program and we meet on the same day for the next 6 weeks, same time. I make you a lovely cup of tea, we have some biscuits and we all sit around and we have a theme each week, which is relating mostly to the mummies. So we have experts within the field of pelvic health, so learning about how we can recover from birth. We have sometimes nutritionists that come and talk about how we can make sure we're fueling our body so we can actually look after our babies. We do cover sleep because we found that if mummies can get a bit of sleep or even just some knowledge about sleep, because there's a lot of noise and information out there, we know that if mums can get some sleep, that directly links to their mental health. We also talk about birth stories. So actually a lot of mums love to sign up for this because of that conversation. And I think it's such a powerful session to be able to share their story and their journey. And a lot of mums feel that that's really a lovely way to break the ice and meet people. But also if you find that someone's had a similar journey to you, it can really make someone bond, like two people or three people bond together very quickly. And actually, I think what mums have realised is that they don't want small talk anymore. They want that kind of deep conversation. So they want to get into those deep conversations really quickly. And that really helps. We also have a therapist that comes and talks about motherhood wellbeing. So it's very much centred on kind of the mums. And then we have a few things that, a few specialists that kind of talk about the babies. So we also have Rebecca, who spoke on your radio station a little while ago. So we have like cranial osteopaths that come and talk about kind of things that relate to babies and how we can help them. So yeah, and it's basically for anyone that has a baby between 0 up to 12 months. So we have two courses that we run in each of our locations. So we're based in Harpenden, Hitchin, Hartford, Berkhamsted, and now St Albans. And we run two classes. So there's one for mums with younger babies, so 0 to about 6 months. And then the plus course is for mums that have slightly older ones, so from about 4 months to 12 months. So there's a bit of a crossover. And it's really for first, second, third, we've had fourth time mums join. It's really anyone that wants to come and learn. And I think it's great when we have first time mums actually that come, because I think it's lovely that they realise that they need the support so early. Because when we have second and third and fourth time mums, they're like, oh, I wish I'd done this the first time around. I wish I'd known this content, because it would have really helped my recovery and it would have really helped my experience of motherhood. Like, I think you can get, there's a lot of expectations of what motherhood looks like, and you don't know what that is until sometimes you have your second and you're like, oh, I wish I'd been this a bit more relaxed that first time round. But you can't do that until we get a lot of, and for me myself, I wish I had the foresight of, I wish I'd been the mum for Evie, my first, I was to Jack, because I was just so relaxed and I just really did embrace it and enjoy it, and I didn't worry so much about all the tiny bits. But I couldn't change that. You know, I probably was suffering from postnatal depression in hindsight, probably didn't have the mental capacity to understand that at the time, but I just think I would have enjoyed that experience of maternity so much more if I could have just taken the pressure off myself a little bit.
So you kind of really offer this space, this nurturing space that mums really do need at whatever stage of the parenting journey they are, first, second, third, fourth, and this expertise. And I know it's called 6 weeks social, so I know the social side of it is really important too. Can you tell us a bit about kind of how you support those kind of social connections forming?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, because we do the birth stories, I think that really helps kind of people connect on a different level. And we also try and get mums with similar age babies, so they're in that really close sphere of motherhood. So they're all kind of in that moment, because I think when it's months, weeks of babies being slightly older, that can make a huge difference. So we try and make the groups really similar age. And then after every session, we always go for a coffee or we go for lunch. And we as the hosts, we really kind of manage that. So we sometimes have very shy mums that really kind of need that kind of guidance to kind of walk them over to the coffee shop. And I think after we've done that quite a few times, then we set up a WhatsApp group as well, so that the moms can kind of get to know each other beforehand. Everyone shares a little picture of them and their babies and introduces themselves. But what we say is, this is your WhatsApp group. You know, if you're in town, why don't you text and say, is anyone in town? Like, I'm sitting in this cafe breastfeeding and I'm still, you know, I'm in stock kind of doing a punami. Does anyone have any spare clothes? You know, it's really about kind of letting them know that that's the type of group we're setting up for them. Mm-hmm. And once we kind of open their eyes to that and kind of share that, a lot of the mums just grab onto it. And we've had groups that are, I'm currently on the Harpending group. I have three second-time mums and they're still meeting regularly with their first group. You know, the mums still WhatsApp, they still meet up. They're all back at work, but they've had other ones, but they're still making that effort. And it's lovely because one of the mums on the group was saying, oh, can we get the dads together? Do you think we could kind of get the dads together? And I was like, yes, you'd be that person that says it on the group, because I bet you anything, those dads would love to be able to meet up as well. And I think, yeah, it's just trying to give them those suggestions. But yeah, the coffees and the lunches always help.
And picnics. I think I saw a picnic on your social recently.
Yeah, so actually we've got some reunions that are coming up as well. So we try and do a summer reunion. So we've got picnics this week. We always do a Halloween little party, which is super cute. And also because I'm like, Jeff, baby's up. And we do a Christmas one as well. And then also I offer to take some photos for the mums, because, I mean, mums love to dress up tiny babies. I don't know why it's adorable, but it's adorable.
How handy to have you there on hand with your professional photography expertise.
I'm a sucker for tiny babies. I just love it.
Love it. I think that's really special, that kind of not just the class. I mean, the class sounds amazing and that's got everything, but I think then that really supporting those social bonds forming, because, you know, I remember myself and I hear a lot of other mums who say, like, they might be going to multiple classes a day, every day, and still feel lonely because they're going into that class.
Yeah.
They're finding it tricky to make those connections, because often they're quite sort of fast and furious and you're in and you're out and you're entertaining the baby, and then it's we're off again and there hasn't been the time to talk, and that's what they need.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, and obviously all the classes are very different. It's all set up differently. And I think because we have set it up, that we've allowed time to be able to initiate that and walk them over. And often it's nice for me to then go and have the coffees with them so that I can carry on the conversations, because I love meeting them and I love that part where I can kind of have conversations post specialist, because often there's sometimes questions that pop up afterwards. But I think there's not all mums are very, very socially able to kind of engage quickly. And I think having the course being 6 weeks, I mean, it definitely could be longer, because I think the mums really like that, going on the same day, going on the same time, because you can go to a lovely brunch or you can go to an event, but it often seems quite short, whereas the friendships really do build over the weeks. And often, I would say in most of the locations, the mums that do the baby group, they want to do the plus course together because they've made that bond and they want to do the next part of learning the next lot of specialists and carrying on meeting on those same times, which is just wonderful. But yeah, I think a lot of people really value that part of the course.
And I think not just that some mums feel, you know, find it maybe a little bit harder to kind of socialize and make those cute connections. You've also become a bit of a different person through that process of becoming a mother. And there's a massive identity shift. So you're trying to figure out who you are and how you're going to work and how to do this whole thing. So to have this kind of ready-made social group that is being kind of managed for you, like takes the load off a little bit, doesn't
it? Yeah, it's like one less thing that they have to worry about.
Yeah.
And what's really lovely is that we find that the first or second term mums, they learn from the other mums. So they're all learning and all getting tips from each other, which is so lovely, because I know that sometimes if you've got a third term mummy or a fourth term mummy, and then quite a few first term mums, they're like, oh, are they going to work? And they could connect. But actually what you find is, even if you are a third or fourth time mum, you're totally winging it. Yeah. You don't actually know what you're... No one really knows what they're doing. They're kind of all just muddling through. And so being able to just see that support, because we all have different tips that we can share.
Yeah.
It's just really, really lovely.
Each pregnancy is different. Each birth's different. Each child is different. So yes. it's a fresh new experience. It's not like you'll know what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, as somebody who in my day job, I work with mothers in St. Albans, I'm really excited that you're launching in St. Albans. So can you just briefly to finish, tell us about these new courses, when they're starting and how local mums can find out more about them and register their interest?
Absolutely. So we are going to be launching the baby course. So for mums with babies 0 to about 6 months, we're going to be launching that in September. I'm already running a wait list. So I have a group of mummies that have already registered their interest. So if you are local to St. Albans, we will be announcing registration very soon, probably over the next couple of weeks. If they wanted to get in touch on the website, you can drop me a little message, or if you want to contact us on Instagram, you can find out more. But yeah, we're pretty much all ready to go. And I also know that I'm very excited you're going to be one of the specialists, which is amazing, because obviously we've known each other for a little while. So yeah, we're really, really looking forward to it. It's going to be amazing.
This is such a valuable source of support for new mums, I think, helping, giving them that trusted advice, holding space, and helping them create genuine friendships and a community kind of on a much deeper level when many can feel so isolated. Emily, thank you so much for joining me today, for sharing more about 6 Weeks Social, and huge good luck with the St. Albans launch.
Thank you so much. It's been really lovely.
If you'd like to find out more about 6 Weeks Social, learn about the new St. Albans course, or join the waiting list, you can visit their website and socials. I'm Elisa Carcar, and you've been listening to The Parent Show on Mix 92.6. Join me next time for more honest conversations to support and inspire you as we navigate this wild parenting journey together. Until then, take care.
The Parent Show on Mix 92.6. Sponsored by Raiden Solicitors, award-winning specialist family lawyers. See raidensolicitors.co.uk.
Thanks for staying with us on The Parent Show on Mix 92.6. I'm Lydia El-Khoury, and I'm delighted to be joined by Louise Jennings from Hearts for Learning Education, HFL Education, and she is the head of the Early Years Service. So we've got lots of juicy questions for her. Hi, Louise. Thanks for joining us on The Parents Show.
Hello. Lovely to be here.
And so you've had quite an exciting past 12 months, haven't you? You've just come back from maternity leave with your first child. So that must be very interesting, being head of early years and just having a baby yourself. How are you getting on?
Well, it's certainly busy. I'm getting really good at juggling. I mean, to be honest, it has been a bit of a struggle at times. My baby is 7 months old and I've returned to full-time work. So trying to balance work and baby, it has its challenges, but it's been so rewarding as well. So
brilliant. I, we know
where you're coming from, I think a lot of us have been there too. So I think the best thing I can say to you is be kind to yourself.
Thank you.
So you're the head of early years service at Chater Vale Education. Tell us a little bit about your role.
So my role, I look after kind of the quality aspects in different childcare and early education settings. So that goes from childminders to large settings and daycare providers to maintain nursery schools and also early years in schools. So it's a really varied role. I get to get the privilege of seeing lots of amazing practice and experiencing it firsthand, and also just kind of meeting lots of people that work in the sector, and also meeting lots of lovely babies and lots of children that attend these settings.
Yeah. So, and you know, it's even more sensitive, I think, than other settings, because it's the first time you kind of let your little one go. So, I mean, primary school, secondary, they're all stressful as well. I'm not taking away from them, but I think that first letting go means even more than the others, because it's your first time doing it and you've got a lot to think about. So you've kind of listed off some of the settings there that are options. Can you go through them in more detail? Imagine a parent who hasn't been through this and just wants to figure out how to navigate the different types of settings and what the options are for early years, please.
So there's so much variety in terms of setting, and it's really important to kind of work out what works for you and what works best for your child or works for your baby. So for example, you've got childminders who provide childcare and early education in their home. It gives kind of a home from home setting where they go to someone else's home and receive that care. They go on kind of lots of outings, receive lots of experiences, and it's generally a smaller setting with less children who attend those in someone's home. You then have to think about kind of what you want in terms of, are you working full time? Do you need all round care? Do you need term time only? Do you need 52 weeks a year? Again, that will be a big kind of factor in kind of what you decide and where you decide to send your child. Again, many childminders operate 50 weeks of the year. Lots of daycares do, but there are daycares that only operate term time only. Again, that's a big factor. So they call it PVI, and that sounds like a really kind of an acronym for private, voluntary, and independent. And that just means that basically the different settings that are available, there are private settings which generally are kind of company owned, like your Busy Bees, your Bright Horizons. There's independents, where there might be just one setting. There's voluntary settings that are run by voluntary committees, and they may run in different places like church halls. So again, the setting and where it's located, again, is one of those factors. So thinking about whether you need term time or kind of all year round, whether you'd like your child to be in someone's home or whether you'd like them to be in more of a separate childcare designated building, whether you want them to be somewhere rural or somewhere kind of more in the city based or kind of in the town is another factor. And then you might think, actually, a maintained nursery school, there's about 320 maintained nursery schools across the UK. So again, that might be a factor. They generally start from two. So again, the age of the child is going to matter as well. And then also there's nursery classes in schools as well.
So that's really, really helpful, Louise. You've given us a fantastic overview. So how would you recommend parents get in and actually research the individual settings online? Like, how would you steer them?
I would say kind of explore. You can use the internet, you know, Google kind of what's available. Use local kind of social media. So a lot of childminders will be kind of on Facebook, or they'll be on other platforms, kind of Instagram, social media platforms. Ofsted has a great tool called Explore an Area, where you can put your postcode in and it will tell you your kind of local settings. It doesn't include childminders, but it does include lots of daycare, all of the private, voluntary and independent settings that will be available to you. And then I think it's really important to look at the website, and that will give you an idea of kind of what their values are, what their pedagogy is in terms of how they teach things like, which are really important, like menus and what's available for your child to eat, thinking about their times and also their fees as well and how much they cost. But I think the most important thing is to go and visit them and see if you get the feel for the setting.
That's really valuable info. We've got an extra guest in the studio today. Is that your daughter or your son?
That's my little ones. That's my little baby, Fergus.
Hi, Fergus. Thanks for joining us. It's the parents' show. Everybody's welcome. So that's great advice. I didn't know about that Ofsted website. That's the first I've heard of it. So that's a brilliant, brilliant tip there. So, and when you go in person, that's also a brilliant tip that I personally hadn't thought of doing. So you recommend going, giving the setting a call, let them know you're coming and go and check it out. What are the important things to look for, Louise?
I think the first thing is, how welcoming are they? So how welcoming is their hello? How do you feel when they greet you? Another thing is, I would say, and this is as a parent, safety and security. So that was really important for me, that the setting felt really secure and really safe. And I felt that when I left my child there, that I would feel confident that they would take good care of my child. I think the way it's set up in terms of, you know, where it is, do you value outdoor space? Do you value the outdoors and nature? And therefore you might think a forest store is the right thing for you. It might be that you look at how big the setting is. Do you want something that's smaller and more intimate, or do you something what's more larger, where there's lots of different rooms? So it might be that you, and then also the staff, kind of, how do you feel about the staff? You might want to look at qualifications. And again, those things are important, but also, do you feel like your child will be at home there, and will they be happy there? And that's really important.
Brilliant. Thanks, Louise. You've broken it down so nicely for us. Hi, Fergus.
Hi.
Hello. What about the settling in period? Because I think that's the tricky thing. And I don't know if other parents are like that, but I remember thinking that my children would never settle in. They'd be the only people who would absolutely never settle in to whatever first setting it was that they went to. Have you got tips for us about how to manage and approach that?
I would say take it slow, take it steady. Good practice would be that they offer a number of settling in sessions, and that increases in time. It's really quite scary the first time you leave your baby, because that's maybe the first time you've ever left them, and you almost sit in the car park wanting them to call you to say that they need you, and most of the time they're absolutely fine. So I think, be kind to yourself, think about your baby, slow, steady, and build it up over time, until they kind of are ready to be there and they're ready to kind of leave your arms.
And what would you recommend to parents who are sitting there waiting for the call? What's the best tactic to have?
I think be calm. Know that your child is all right. They are with trained professionals, and that's really important to note, that you can get there. If you choose somewhere local, you can absolutely get there. That, you know, your child is probably your most important thing. They're the most precious thing to you. And that sometimes, you know, so for example, when Fergus started, he did have a little bump because he, you know, he decided to overstretch for a toy and roll, which meant he did have a bump. But these things sometimes happen, and it's not a big deal. He was absolutely fine, and he's gone back, and there's been nothing since, which has made me feel really kind of confident. And ask the question. Feel free to speak to staff, talk to them, find out as much information as you want, because that's what they're there. They're there to reassure you.
That's fantastic. And I know also, if there are, like, I just from speaking to friends over the years, and if there are bumps in the start, at the start, for example, like your child doesn't initially take to the setting, what would you say about, at what point do you give up, or do you ever give up? What would you recommend?
I think you have to give things a chance, but also sometimes what you may have chosen for your child when your child is there may not actually suit them. And therefore, you can change, and that's absolutely fine. Actually, it might be they would benefit from a setting where it's smaller, or they're in somebody's home. It might be that they'll benefit from somewhere where it's more nature-based. And, you know, we're all learning about each other. Children are learning about their own interests and what their likes and their dislikes. So be open to change, but always give things a chance to see how they go.
Give it a decent go. Yeah, I know from friends of mine who kind of after 1 week it didn't go well and then thought about giving it up. And it's obvious that's obviously way too soon to be making a decision to change your setting. And children adapt, don't they? They're so flexible. So the next question I have for you is, when is the right time to actually choose a setting? I mean, some of us are constrained by work, but I'd love to get your thoughts on that.
So in terms of looking for settings, I actually started looking for settings before baby Fergus was born, just because I knew where I lived, there weren't huge numbers of settings. So actually starting to do your research early is not a bad thing, especially with the increased funding from the government. Actually, you know, you want to kind of give yourself time to find the right place for you. So I actually started looking before I gave birth. When is the right time? You know, you'd always say there's never a right time, and therefore that's really, really difficult. But it's the right time for you. And babies and children are resilient. They adapt, they're flexible, and they will work with you. So I would say there's never the right time. I would probably have baby Fergus with me at home till he's 18. But I'm back at work, and I'm putting my trust in the hands of early years professionals who I know will do a good job in the setting that he's in.
Yeah, yeah. So don't give in to those early jitters. Hang in there, and it will all work out right. But Louise, just before we let you go, any other top tips for parents who are in the position of either maybe pregnant with their first child and trying to decide on what the setting will be? Maybe they have to go back to work sooner than the 6 months. I'd love to know what you think.
I would say top tips are do your research, get the feel for yourself. So you may read other things or you may hear other opinions, but actually go in there and experience it yourself is really, really important. Ask lots and lots of questions. Don't feel that you're taking up time. Take up as much time as you need to reassure yourself that your child is happy and safe. But also it means that you can go to work happy, or you can do what you need to do and know and feel confident that your child is secure. Be kind to yourself. It's, you know, the first day is just as hard for you as it is for them. And give things time. There'll be good days, there'll be bad days, but children are really resilient. That they will settle, and actually they will enjoy themselves, and that's the main thing.
Brilliant. Oh, Louise, it's been lovely talking to you. And Fergus, thanks for joining us both on the Parents Show, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your day.
Thank you.
The Parents Show on Mix 92.6, sponsored by Raiden Solicitors, award-winning specialist family lawyers. See raidensolicitors.co.uk.